Ann Arbor's Downtown Development Authority will consider 12 criteria when deciding if they will provide local matches to state brownfield grants. The top consideration will be given to projects that address a gap in the marketplace, act as a catalyst for additional investment in the area, and improve walkability. DDA board member Sandy Smith says the hope is to make a fair process, but also allow some subjective decision-making.
What we didn't want to do is to create a strict matrix where people would go through as a checkbox and say, hey, I've got all these criteria, so therefore you ought to give me $1 million. What we wanted to do was make sure that these were projects that we're proud of. This is taxpayer money that is being leveraged.
Smith says the grants will never exceed the amount of additional tax increment financing money a project provides for the DDA. She says the 618 South Main project is a great example of a development in a part of town that hasn't been the focus of much recent development. The grant funds will allow the project to exceed basic requirements. This includes sidewalk improvements extending north to the Ashley Muse development, a rain garden, and increasing the size of a water main under Ashley Street. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.